At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. After a couple of much-needed days off, we're back to a game day edition of the HHC. Hornets are going to take on the Philadelphia 76ers. We'll preview that one for you, talk power rankings, and of course, we do encourage you to go back into the archives, check out our conversation yesterday with fourth-year Hornets player Jalen McDaniels. But right now, I want to welcome back here to the HHC, I believe for the first time here in this new season, a good friend of the program, Will Kunkel. He's a sports anchor for Queen City News, host of Charlotte Sports Live, as well as the Black and Blue Kickoff Live show. And he has a podcast of his own, A Relatable Journey, that's available wherever you get your podcasts. Will, thanks for joining us again here on the HHC.
Thanks, brother. I don't know whether to thank you or the 10 people that canceled in order to allow me to come on, but either way, thank you.
I feel like you've canceled 10 times, and then that would sort of, now we finally tracked you down. With all the stuff you host, I'm not shocked, but it's good to have you back here on the Hornets Hivecast. Obviously, the Hornets are off to a tough start. There's a variety of reasons for it, but chief among them is the injuries. 4-14 right now, but as I look at people like yourselves that are anchors and what they're focused on, I see the Hornets are a little further down. And so I wanted to pose a question to you. Is the reason the Hornets are not getting as much attention the fact that the media in general right now is keeping an eye on the NFL? The World Cup just kicked off. College football playoff is fast approaching. Is it the magnitude of the other events out there, or the Hornets just have started slow and that's allowing them to slip a little bit on the coverage map?
I mean, I think the answer is yes. You know, the NFL is always kind of king this time of year. They're starting to ramp things up. And like you mentioned, college football, you know, FIFA, the World Cup is midday, so I don't think so as much. And it's certainly a niche audience, at least in America right now. But I think the biggest thing is there was so much excitement. There was so much hype. And there was so much hope around the Hornets this offseason. And it was a tumultuous offseason. It was a disappointing offseason, not to anyone's fault in the front office, but obviously the things that happened off the court. And that took out a lot of the air. And then they hit the court. And then it was good. And we're like, all right, this is good. And then it really just kind of collapsed, unfortunately. So I think if they were playing well, a lot of the shine would go to the Hornets, because the Panthers are not playing well at all. And frankly, the only thing that makes them so exciting right now is they do have relevant names like Baker Mayfield. He moves the needle, even though he's not very good this year. And he's been benched again, and Sam Darnold will start for the first time this year. So, you know, names like that ring the bell. And when you don't have LaMelo Ball unable to move the needle because he's injured, the needle doesn't move. You have your two best players not out there, you know, obviously formerly with Miles and now no LaMelo Ball, and Terry's hurt, and Gordon's hurt. And it's just like, how do you gain interest? How do you gain a following on Twitter with a lot of names that just don't ring a bell at the house?
Generally speaking, across the country, the NBA kind of starts to step into the forefront around Christmas, that Christmas Day lineup just vying for more attention as football starts to fade back in terms of the day-to-day, week-to-week, maybe basketball moves to the forefront. Individual markets, it depends on how teams are doing. You're absolutely right there. Does the fact that that split attention span generally lasts till about another month from now give the Hornets time to get healthy, right the ship, and have everyone kind of emerge from their football hibernation to see, hey, the Hornets are actually pretty good after all?
I think, you know, it's like when I started in this industry, I went to Fargo and I was really bad on air where no one saw me, right? So right now, if the Hornets can be really bad where no one sees them, then it's like out of sight, out of mind for a toddler. It just didn't happen. It didn't exist. So when people do start paying attention, they start getting healthy, and they're around the conversation of a play-in game, then they're going to draw some more attention. Unfortunately, like, we all thought that they were going to fight for the 3-4 seed when last year ended. So now we're back into the play-in game scenario, and that's okay. I think people will readjust to the new expectations of the new reality. But as long as you're playing meaningful games down the stretch and you're healthy, then I think some of that shine will get back on up to the franchise a little bit.
Posing this last question to you for this segment, because it's an unknown. We're big believers in-house that healthy, this Hornets team can be a competitive playoff roster. And when I say competitive, I mean contend to move on from round one in the postseason. As you look at the team, you've seen these guys, the core for a couple of years. You've seen some young guys develop into bigger roles on the team. Where do you stack up on that argument?
You know, if they are healthy, so this is the dream scenario, right? Is that they get healthy at the right time, play good enough basketball to get into the play-in game, and then they're like, you know, for argument's sake, the most scary 9-10 seed we've ever seen, right? Like, that's the dream situation. For me, unfortunately, until you see that happen and you get past the deadline, and you want to get past the trade deadline, least being competitive in order to keep your players to get to that situation. I think there's a couple spots in the season you got to get by in order for that to become relevant. But listen, if they can get healthy down the end of the season, they're as good as anybody that can be scary in the playoffs, you know, to win a round and maybe two.
I certainly understand that seeing is believing, and seeing as the Hornets have not had their big three healthy for any games, preseason or regular season, it might take a little time to convince everyone, but I like the optimism nonetheless. Will Kunkel with us today. He is the host of Charlotte Sports Live. He is the host of Black and Blue Kickoff Live, the Panthers pregame show. He's got a podcast, A Relatable Journey, and he's a sports anchor for Queen City News and one of our great guests year after year now here on the Hornets Hivecast. Coming up next, we talked about the optimistic outlook, but we are currently in a present where the Hornets have been dealing with a lot of injuries and a lot of losses. What's been the impact on the power rankings recently? We'll talk about that with Will after this here on the Hornets Hivecast.
I get allergy care from the doctors at Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, who know how to treat me, not just my symptoms. Now that my allergies are under control, I can ride my bike whenever I want, just like I did as a kid.
Senta offers allergy testing and a wide range of treatment in North and South Carolina. Play like you once did. Schedule your appointment today at ceenta.com/appointments. Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates. They just make sense.
Sam Farber, Will Kunkel of Charlotte Sports Live and Queen City News here with us on the HHC. All right, Will, we'll always like to take a look at the power rankings. They are, after all, podcast fodder. These are a snapshot in time. This is how different organizations, different publications look at the hierarchy of the NBA at that particular moment. And obviously, the Hornets have been losing a lot lately, so my expectations were not high going into this week. I'm curious what your thought is. In the hierarchy of the 30 NBA teams, 1 through 30, where do you think Charlotte lands in NBA.com's power rankings?
Where do I think they land? They probably land 28 is my guess.
You're not far off, unfortunately, and again, it's understandable with all the losses the Hornets have taken. It's not because there isn't a reason for it. There is, but Charlotte was actually 27 in the NBA power rankings. So 27, a little bit ahead of where you had the Hornets. First off, your general reasoning, I'm assuming it's the same thing. It's injuries and losses, but why did you have the Hornets 28th?
Yeah, I mean, you are 4 wins into the season. You have 14 losses, second worst team in the East. And then you have Lakers, Spurs, and Rockets over on the west side. And whenever you have LeBron James on a team, of course, he's never going to be rated that low, no matter how bad they are. And you got to put wins on the table in order to be in the power rankings. I don't think it's a secret. Unfortunately, when the Hornets are good, they get ranked lower than they should be because they don't get the attention that they probably should because we're in a quote-unquote smaller market, even though we're not. But they've stunk so far. They've been beat up. They've had horrible injuries, and it is what it is. I think they could put it this way. Out of all those teams in those bottom five, I think they have the biggest room for growth by far.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Will. When you look at the bottom five teams and the power rankings and the standings, the Hornets are the one where it's the clearest, most obvious reason and the easiest to fix, quite frankly, on why they are where they are in the standings, and that is it's the injury. So get healthy, and that's easier said than done, as it's proven to be. But if Charlotte does get healthy, there certainly is that belief that the Hornets will climb once again in both the power rankings and, most importantly, in the standings. You said 28, NBA.com said 27, so I need a team that's actually was rated below the Hornets in the NBA.com power rankings that you think should be ahead of them. Here's your choices. This is the bottom of the rankings. So 30, dead last, the Houston Rockets. 29, bottom for the Eastern Conference in these power rankings and in the standings, the Detroit Pistons. And 28, the San Antonio Spurs. Which of those three teams would you have put ahead of the Hornets?
Well, I mean, the Spurs have 6 wins, so there you go. Charlotte can go down. Charlotte has 4 wins. They have 2 more wins, and there's the percentage-wise, it's a pretty big chunk. I mean, we're arguing semantics here, unfortunately, but again, I think the Hornets are significantly better than all 3 of those teams when they are healthy.
Normally, I'd try and, you know, follow your lead and come up with a team, but I really don't want to. I mean, even San Antonio, yes, they've got 6 wins, but Charlotte beat them convincingly in the opening game on their home floor. So I have a hard time making that move, knowing that a month later, all that's changed is the Hornets have been hurt, although hopefully not for long. There's been some good injury news. We're going to turn the page from these power rankings because I'm hoping next week, and certainly next time we talk to you, Will, here on the podcast, the Hornets are much higher in both the standings and the power rankings. So coming up next, we are going to preview tonight's matchup with the Philadelphia 76ers after this quick break here on the Hornets Hivecast.
As proud members of our community, the Charlotte Hornets Foundation is committed to inspire a giving culture in our region. This is Executive Director Betsy Mack Rinke inviting you to learn how you can make an impact. Through our Swarm to Serve initiative, the Charlotte Hornets Foundation focuses on education, hunger, military care, and wellness programs. To learn more about how you can help the Charlotte Hornets Foundation and your fellow neighbor, please visit hornets.com/foundation today.
Sam Farber and Will Kunkel of Queen City News. He's the host of Charlotte Sports Live. Great program you can see nightly on Queen City News, breaking down all that's gone on in the Charlotte sports and national sports arena. Time to talk about game preview, Will. Hornets are taking on the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. Charlotte has finally gotten a little rest. They played, I think, 15 games in 26 days. It was a brutal pace, even if the team was healthy, and clearly they weren't. Now they've gotten 2 days off, and Philadelphia had to play last night in a pretty emotional game, I would say, hosting the Brooklyn Nets. Ben Simmons coming to Philadelphia for the first time. So that's now in their rearview mirror, but they're on night 2 of a back-to-back. Hornets have gotten some rest. In addition, Philadelphia has some significant players out. Tyrese Maxey missed last game. James Harden missed last game. Joel Embiid missed last game. None are expected to make any kind of miraculous recovery in time to go tonight. And from Charlotte's perspective, all things considered, they're relatively healthy. Cody Martin recently had surgery. His timetable has him out quite a bit longer. LaMelo Ball still out with the ankle sprain, but Gordon Hayward's not on the injury list. Dennis Smith Jr. isn't. Terry Rozier's good to go. This team is as healthy as they've been in a long time. So before we get to the elements we want players to watch and a stat to watch, how do you feel in general about a matchup with the 76ers, who for the most part have had the upper hand in this rivalry, but are clearly the more injured team, a rarity for a Hornets opponent this season?
timing is everything. And this is when you want to play one of the better teams in the East, when they are beat up with their best guys, and you have a chance to steal one. We stole one against the Warriors earlier, albeit they weren't as banged up. But the idea is to steal when you can against the good ones and then win the ones you should win. So I like this right now, especially coming off the back-and-back and that emotional game that was on TNT the other night as well.
Let's go into our players and stat to watch. You know how this works. You got to give me a player for the Sixers, player for the Hornets, and a statistic to watch. You pick the category, and you pick first within it, and I'll follow your lead. Where do you want to go first?
Let's go rebounding.
Stat to watch it is.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Hornets, they struggled last year. It's what we talk about all offseason and all season, to be able to rebound the ball. They're fifth right now in the NBA in rebounding, a 45.5 a game, 76ers 39 in rebounds per game. That's 29th. So if you can keep that gap, especially without Embiid, I like winning that battle and staying in the game late.
I like the pick. You know, I would love to say, you know, the Hornets need to shoot the ball better, have a better three-point day, but we're getting to a part of the season here, and I think injuries are a massive part of it. Both the injured players who have been absent are really good shooters, so that's going to bring down your field goal and three-point percentages, and also they're your primary playmakers, so they give more open shots to their teammates. They make create easier looks for everyone else as well. But that being said, you know, we're 18 games in and the Hornets shooting percentage isn't that good right now. It's been poor compared to the rest of the league. So I think it's a little too much for me to say, hey, just shoot better. That'll fix it. Let's assume they don't. My stat to watch, kind of following your lead, is second chance points. It's something the Hornets have really excelled at. You can make an argument there's more misses to rebound and put back, and that's fair. But Charlotte's done a good job of cleaning up the glass. And as they work their way through this tougher period in terms of health, in terms of schedule, they need to win the quote-unquote special team section. So doing well off turnovers, getting second chance points, important. And as you mentioned, with the big guy out, more of those should be available to the Hornets here. So I'll follow your lead. I'll go second chance points. How about a Hornet to watch or a Sixer to watch? Where do you want to go next?
How about a Sixer to watch? We'll go I before E, so we'll go Milton instead of Melton. Shake Milton is the guy to watch. He's playing some significant minutes right now. He played 38 the other night against the Timberwolves. He dropped 27 points. To your point of shooting, they have a good shooting team. He was 10 of 15 and 3 of 5 from deep. So if you can hold him in check without the other big names on the court, then you're starting to look real pretty. It's like going through a baseball lineup. You just don't want guys X, Y, and Z to beat you. Well, if X, Y, and Z aren't even in, then just hold down that one other guy that can hurt you, and that could be Shake Milton.
I'm going to go with Tobias Harris for this one. You know, I think for the Hornets, one of the difficulties, in addition to being so injured, is that there's been some really close games, and it's felt like the other team's star inevitably dictates the outcome, which is not what you want. I think for the Hornets, you want this part of the year to be about you and yourself and how you're playing. If you play well, you win. If you play poorly, you lose. But you want it to be based off you. And those last couple of games, Charlotte's been close, but it's been, all right, they were close against Cleveland, and then Darius Garland took over and Cleveland won. It was close against Washington, and then Kyle Kuzma took over and they won. So I would love to see the Hornets have someone take it over on their own right, but if someone's going to do it for Philadelphia, it's probably Tobias Harris. He's in that mold of a high-volume shooter, high-quality performer who just hasn't quite gotten an all-star nod yet but is worthy of consideration. I think if anyone's going to take over the game for Philadelphia, he's most likely to do it amongst the healthy Sixers, so he's my one to watch for Philadelphia. Last but not least, I need a Hornet to watch.
Nick Richards. Without Embiid in, I like Nick Richards to have the ability to at least go out there and have a bigger game than he normally would against the 76ers. So get the points up there, keep the rebounding gap where it should be, and have yourself a nice little breakout game. So I'm going to go with Nick Richards as my pick.
Love the choice. I'm going to go Terry Rozier for this one. Kind of the same mode that we had last one. I thought Hornets got really close to winning in Cleveland because Terry took over. They needed a lot of luck as well for things to break their way to even force overtime. But within it, Charlotte played well. Terry was a huge leader, and he clearly had an off shooting night against Washington. He does not often have back-to-back of those. So I'm looking at Terry Rozier to be that leader for the team, get them the win, something to be thankful for leading into Thanksgiving.
Should be noted, Nick Richards, his last two games, he's had double-doubles, so I think he might be coming on a little bit. And I think it should be pointed out that there is a little bit of a bright spot with the big man, something we've been begging for a long time.
Both he and Mason Plumlee have been stacking him up. It's been the one position the team's actually been healthy in, and those guys continue to contribute. So I like the pick, and furthermore, it's going to be really interesting to see how Philadelphia fills the gap of Joel Embiid. Does Montrezl Harrell go into the starting lineup? Or if it's Nick versus Montrez, those are two guys that were teammates a season ago. So that would be an interesting one as well. So I like it for sure. Always like having Will Kunkel with us. We're thankful for you here on this Thanksgiving Eve, and appreciate you joining us and taking time away from all the different shows you host and podcast and everything. We know you're a busy guy. Thanks for sharing some of your time with us here on the Hornets Hivecast.
You're the best, Sam. Thanks for having me, buddy.
And thanks to all of you for tuning in as well. For our producer, Rob Longo, our guest today, Will Kunkel, I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. Hornets will host the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow, breaking down the game and talking a little turkey on Thanksgiving here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.